Other changes? Not enough of any kind, I'm sorry to say. But let me add this, which is so important, I think. There has been a big change at the state level and at the federal level. And this change was brought about by Kirkland Hall, Pastor Mathis, and other members of the NAACP in Somerset County. What they did was they I'm trying to make this short if I can. It's a long story.
Well,
but
let me just say we're going to be hearing from Dr. Hall and from Pastor Mathias in a few minutes.
Okay. Good. Well, what they did is they started a ball rolling in trying to have a truly effective minority voting district. They had a voting district, but they'd never been able to elect anyone from the so-called minority district.
Had not been able to elect someone to county office. There had been some African Americans elected to the town councils, no?
The town councils, yes.
Tell us about them.
Well, the problem was that there is a large state prison in Princess Anne, and the inmates are, for the most part, most of them are African American, and the prison is geographically included in what was called the majority district. In other words, the African American voting district. Trouble is, the prisoners are not legally allowed to vote. So a very large part of the people who were counted as voters in the black voting district couldn't vote. And so Kirkland Hall and others in the NAACP approached the county council about what could be done about this, and would you please consult the attorney general, the state attorney general, about what can be done? And they said, no, we don't do that. Let the ACLU do it. Well, the ACLU is not legally authorized to get an opinion from the state attorney general. So they never give up. So these people, I call them the Somerset Six. There were six people primarily who did this. They then went to the Black Caucus.
The
Maryland Legislative Black Caucus, and presented the problem. And again, they had assistance from the ACLU and the people in the caucus were horrified, you know, really understood the problem, and they immediately introduced
the problem being that there were so few blacks represented, not just in elective office, but also in the senior administrative offices
well,
of
at
the
this,
county government.
At this point, in talking with the Legislative Black Caucus, they were really just focusing on the problem of the prison and how that diluted the African-American vote to the point where none could ever be elected. The people, members of the Black Caucus, introduced legislation, and it was passed almost unanimously and signed by the governor. It's called the No Representation Without Population Act.
And it essentially mandates that inmates should be counted from their home districts, where they're likely to return after they serve their prison
exactly.
term, not the location of the prison.
Exactly. And that became Maryland state law. But other states have since been very interested in adopting a similar law. Now, it hasn't been without opposition. In fact, this went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court upheld the Maryland law. And that really opened the gates for other states to develop, hopefully pass legislation, a similar legislation, in order to overcome what is called prison-based gerrymandering, which really seriously dilutes the black vote.
And in your view, was that a big factor in the 2010 election in which Pastor Mathias was elected to the county commission? Was it that, or was it?
No, it wasn't that, because that new law did not come into effect until after the election.
Right.
I think the way to explain his election is, first of all, this forum, this community forum that I discuss in the book, it really garnered a great deal of publicity and awakened the black community to much that was going on. And
what was going on, again, was primarily that the county was, not only was it difficult for blacks to be elected to elective office, but that the county was not hiring.
That's correct.
African Americans in senior positions in county government or in the school system, not very many.
That's right. So a lot of this information became public knowledge. And that was one factor. And the other thing was that the same Somerset Six did a wonderful job of turning out the vote. And they just really worked very hard at it, and it worked.
As an outside observer, do you think the changes in Somerset County electoral patterns are pretty firm? Do you think they're here to stay, or do you think they're pretty vulnerable?
I think they're probably here to stay because of several reasons, one being the changing demographics.
The changing demographics.
Changing demographics. The black population is increasing relative to the white population. And with these changes in the laws, initiated primarily by the NAACP in concert with the ACLU, Maryland ACLU, the structure is there. They have put the structure in place. The demographics are coming. And with continued effort at educating the people in the county to the discrimination that's been going on forever, and giving them very specific information, such as they did in this community forum, where they laid out the findings of their research. That will also make a difference, I believe.